One thing I learned about going out to bars and clubs is you make your money off of young men trying to show off.
Quick disclaimer. Welcome to the We're Not Experts podcast. What you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to be taken literally. Just like any other information, you need to do your research first. We're not experts, but you should also research information that these quote unquote experts tell you anyway. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Cue the theme music.
What's going on? It's your boy Tez Reacts, back at it again with another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. I am one of your hosts, and today we're going to talk about some things. All right, so first and foremost, if you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. We're available wherever podcasts are distributed. All right, so make sure you check us out with the We're Not Experts podcast with the yellow logo. Also, if for whatever reason you have something to say to us, make sure you leave us a comment. All right, we like all the smoke. All right, on the other end of the spectrum, we got my boy Mac. What's up to the people, man?
Hey, what's up, man? Y'all know how it is, man. Back for another one. Listen, we about to ramp this thing up, man. And y'all better start fucking with us. You know what I mean? Start hitting them comments. You know, talk that shit down in the comments. We waiting for it, man. We ready to take off, bro. On some real shit. I'm ready to take off. I'm done. Playing is over, man.
Hey man, I always like starting this thing out with a little bit of motivation, right? So something that motivated me when I was a kid was that show Beyond Scared Straight. The reason that show motivated me was because it made me realize I never wanted to go to jail. Like, I didn't need to ever put myself in a situation where I was going to go to jail because I already knew what it looked like in there, right? I just want to play this clip real quick, and I just wanted to ask you, do you think that Beyond Scared Straight could still exist nowadays? All right, but let me go ahead and let me play this clip.
Huh? I sell that boy for zuzus and wham whams. You see this call? I'm gonna treat you like a bitch. You gonna call my Chester whenever I tell you Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and this old hoe ass gonna do it Thursday, Fridays. Stand your ass up too.
Open it up. Call me Chester. Call me Chester right
says.
Now.
That's
give
what
it
the
to the
next
is.
Man or give it to
That's
him.
What
and I wish you don't do it.
I'm sorry,
be glad.
I'm you sorry for it.
Grab a comb, man. Grab a comb, dog. Better grab that comb, dog. It's the last time I'm gonna tell you. Grab that comb, man. Grab that comb, man. Do the I tell you. Man, get the up off me, man. Grab that comb, dog. I'm a big.
So let me ask you, just the way that our world is right now, do you think Beyond Scared Straight and that program will still be effective if we used it today?
Man, fuck no. Listen, awesome. Listen, young boy right there, that's the start of the YN. And that's why all that shit stopped, right? It's like you're selling. Comb is here. My man was not grabbing that comb. I bet you he went back and lit that shit up. And they tried to make that shit live. Like the female gonna go to him and talk about it's best if you get that comb. You know what I mean? Nah, that shit is not rolling right now. That young boy probably went back and shot that motherfucker up. I'm just saying, I don't know.
I ain't gonna lie. So I think the internet also makes it hard, where TikTok and Facebook and all that stuff make it hard to, look at Beyond Scared Straight the same, because they got phones in the prisons now. They're doing TikTok dances and they having a good time in there. I don't think it's as effective now than it was back then, because legitimately, I was scared to go to prison after watching that show. This dude talking about taking boys' butts with zoom zooms and wham whams. I say he never heard nothing like that.
I mean, I think that probably was influential on myself as well because I mean, I ain't never wanted to go to jail. I'm being honest with you. I mean, that's where I'm at right now. I had to get away from what the fuck I was doing. Y'all can call me whatever. I don't even care. I can't do it.
I mean, and it make all the sense in the world. And that's why, honestly, I'm probably gonna play that show for my kids just so I can kind of see how they take it. Matter of fact, that's gonna be my next thing to do is play Beyond Scared Straight for the kids and kind of gauge their reactions and whatnot and see how they react to the show. I honestly think they'll find it comical. I don't think it's gonna scare them for real because they don't even really think about it. Think about jail like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fact. Everybody just be laughing.
Right. So we are kind of light on topics today. However, comma, the Valor the Fuck Out of Here segment, I got a lot of different things for us to talk about. All right, we're gonna go ahead, we're gonna delve into it. All right, this is the Valor the Fuck Out of Here segment where we play a clip or we read something and we talk about if the person in that clip is valid or if they need to get the fuck out of here. All right, so we'll start with this one.
I saw it on TikTok. They were like, they talk about pretty privilege, but they don't talk about pretty punishment. There's been so
Ooh.
many times I've just been counted out, and I know that it's behind animosity, a hidden agenda, but it makes me work harder. But this has happened like my whole life. So it's like what I deal with in the industry is just, different face, same case.
Oof.
Okay, so the rapper Sweetie was talking about how, they talk about pretty privilege, but they don't talk about pretty punishment and how people count you out when you're pretty in the industry. Do you think what she's saying is valid, or does she need to get the fuck out of here?
Her comment need to get the fuck. I didn't even know what the fuck that shit meant. If you didn't just clarify that just a little bit, and it still don't fucking make sense to that extent, but it sounds a little bit better that you said it. But the shit don't make no sense, and she didn't even expound on it, as in to clarify what she meant. Like, what is pretty punishment? Man, get your stupid ass out of here.
And that's the thing too. It's funny that you say that because when I initially heard it, I said she didn't really expound on anything. But that is a part of pretty privilege because when you ugly, you gotta explain shit. You gotta overexplain shit. When you pretty,
She
you
gotta
can
be
just say
sensitive.
some. You can just say some bullshit. People will just eat that shit up. Like, damn, she's speaking facts. You know what I'm saying? That's how they'll act like about it. But truth be told, I mean, she was saying a whole bunch of nothing. And that's the big thing is it's always kind of like if you're pretty, people are going to agree with all the bullshit that you say all day long. And I'm gonna go a little bit further, right? Because I remember watching some other YouTube creators and they was talking about the different types of privileges, right? Out of all the privileges that you could have, I think pretty privilege is top tier, like way up there. That's the privilege that you would want to have. Like, if you could change out with anybody else, like which privilege would you choose to have? Yeah.
I don't even know, man. I don't follow shit like that. I don't even know that they're. I get the pretty privilege. I don't know the other ones. I'm being totally
So
honest with
you
you.
got
But
like
I'll
pretty
say.
privilege, you got black privilege, you got I mean, of course, I enjoy being me, but I mean, if I had to, if I died and I believed in reincarnation, I would want to come back as a pretty woman because I think that, like in life, I feel like as a pretty woman, you're pretty much, you have a lot of good things in front of you.
I mean, that's true, man. And most of them don't even know how to wield it. You know what I mean? You have that privilege and you don't even know what to do with it. I don't know what privilege I want, man. I'm being honest with you. I don't know.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, we're in a battle to fuck out of here segment, so I'm gonna go ahead and move on to the next one because we do got a lot of stuff in here. But pretty privilege is definitely top tier. I think she needs to get the fuck out of here because with any good thing, there's bad things that come with it, right? And so you got pretty privilege, so you can't necessarily go out and call people ugly and do those types of things. But the world treats you better. You're getting nightclubs for free. They bring you to the front of the line. You usually And I'm not saying that she's not talented, but you get the pick of the litter when it comes to all these rappers that you get to mess around with, and they buy you cars and all this other stuff. So yeah, you can miss me with that. You gotta get the fuck out of here, sweetie. All right, moving on to the next one.
Great thing as you're moving on, man. It's just remember I was telling you about and I was fucking with this while I was hauling this badass chick at the little joint. And she left with homeboy.
Oh, yeah, you did tell me that.
That just registered to me, like, because that shit is true, right? They was just like picking, like, you can come up, you can come up. You know what I mean? Shit, crazy. I'm talking about in like, because it was like a step up into like the VIP. It's like, damn.
Yeah, she
I
took
just, well, I just took my, and I was like, I can't compete with that, man. I'm broke. You know what
that.
I mean? Like, take my ass home.
That's another privilege, rich privilege, money privilege.
That's what I was saying. I didn't know that was one. That's what I said at first. I was like, if I had to get anything, that would be it, right? That wealth privilege.
Right.
Shit. That shit superseded all of them, I think.
All right, so let's hear this young lady out.
Put a finger down if when you were 16, you decided to sneak your boyfriend in the house before a 5-day family trip. He insists that he stays during the family trip and that he won't cause any trouble. But then 3 hours on the road into the family trip, he trips the alarm and the police come, but the police never find him. So then during the whole time of the family trip, you're worried you're about to get caught. But then when you get home, everything looks normal. 5 days later, or a week later, you get a call from your mom while you're at work, and she's like, come home, it's an emergency. Actually, I'm about to come pick you up. So then you leave work in a rush and you go out to the car just to get your head knocked in between the washer and told that you snuck a boy in the house and he stole money and other belongings in the house, and now you're kicked out and you can't go back home for a month.
So, for anybody that couldn't hear it, because that clip was a little bit low, all right? She talked about she let her boyfriend in the house while they were on vacation, and the boyfriend stole a lot of stuff out of their house. Mama found out and knocked her head in between the washer and dryer. Is mama valid, or do mama need to get the fuck out of here? Oh, and she kicked her out.
I'm valid. I mean, she valid. I mean, the kicking out part, I never agree with. I mean, like I said, I was kicked out. It's a fucked up feeling, right? Because you resent your fucking parents forever, right? So all y'all kicking y'all kids out, you're gonna resent you forever, right? Regardless if you think you might do something to cut. I mean, to get past it. Well, I don't know, right? Whatever. You guys think you settle it, but that shit's never settled, man. That shit happened to me. You know what I mean? Before, and just like, I don't fuck with my dad just because of that. I can still relive that scenario in my life, right? But anyways, she need to get the fuck out of here. I don't want to start rambling on my little situation. Ain't about that. But yeah, get the fuck out of here. And my man done stole some bread.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. If so, I understand why mama would kick her out for a month. Okay, so I think mama's valid, right? And the reason I'm gonna say it is because if you allow somebody to just, if you, and let's say mama didn't know the boyfriend, you allow some random dude in the street to go in my house that I ain't never met and to just be living in there. And you know how, like, you don't know what people are capable of and what they're getting ready to do. So, like, this dude could have set us up. He could have killed us all. He could have done a lot of different things. Mama telling you to get up and go live with grandma for a little bit, I completely understand because you obviously don't understand how privileged you are, living here in the house with us. And I understand her pushing her out the house just because, yeah, you shouldn't be doing that.
Y'all can do whatever you want. I'm just saying that ain't a good move. Talk to your kid. She's 16 year old, man. I mean, what were you doing at 16 year old? I'm quite sure you made some bad decisions at 16 year old, 16 years old. A whole bunch of them probably, right? I mean, I know I did, right? And then you live and you learn. And it's somebody she was fucking with, so obviously she probably assumed like, he's not going to do nothing stupid, right? He's just going to do the right thing, and it just probably didn't work out.
I mean, yeah, and that's facts too. But it's just for me, I would need her to understand how good that she had it and that, well, having a conversation will kind of clear most of it up. But in the same breath, you have to know, like, you have to have a little bit more street, like, it just sucks because my kids ain't street kids, so they don't really think the same way that I would be thinking. When I was 16, yes, I did a lot of dumb shit when I was younger. I did a lot of shit. I did a lot of dumb shit when I was 20, right? You make a lot of stupid decisions and stuff like that. But my big thing is all those decisions have consequences and whatnot. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Again, you don't really know what could have happened. You invited some random dude in the house that you know from off the street. Yeah. I can't really get past that. But yeah, you sending you somewhere to live for a little bit while I get all my stuff back. Yeah. I think the parents is valid.
I mean, dude clearly is a bum any fucking ways, right? Because he needed somewhere to stay for 5 days. You know what I mean? Like, what the hell's going on? That's crazy.
Yeah, it sounded like his parents also kicked him out and he was living on the streets, which is even sadder if you really sit down and you think about it.
And he's stupid. Man, that's a stupid move. I mean, I get it. You might have made off of what, a couple of grand? You know what I mean? But every time they leave, at least you got somewhere to stay. Shit, wash yourself up. You know what I mean? Stupid. Because you think they're not going to know their money came up missing? They going to blame somebody.
Well, they already knew because the alarm went off. So he was already screwed at that point.
Yeah, but they came home. They didn't know. They didn't know if shit happened until they probably went and checked where the bread was, and the bread was gone.
Okay. I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna pull up the next clip.
To me, so you know that they opened like an all-ladies nightclub to keep women safe and all that stuff, and the pictures circling online made it look like it was just lame as fuck. Nobody was dancing, all the girls were just sitting on the side, and guess what? They just shut down after one night. And you want to know why? Because nobody purchased one bottle of alcohol. True story. You can look it up. Oh, the fucking irony. Thank you. I'm probably gonna get some trouble
Okay.
for this.
So, ladies in the nightclub not buying all the drinks. Well, the person opening up that nightclub, do you think that was a good business decision for them?
I mean, it's thinking outside the box. They were creative. I give them credit for it, right? I give you kudos. All right. It wasn't planned correctly. Think about it, right? Think about some of the time when these females be wearing some skimpy ass shit and they be like, I wore it for myself. I ain't wear this to have you, whatever, right? And that person probably hear that a bunch of times. Probably he's a dude, probably got shot down a couple of times, right? Because of that. And he thought, like, damn, these chicks going out just because of them. You know what I mean? They don't want shit, right? And if I can make a safe space for all of them, right? Maybe they'll, I can get where all the females come. It should be popping, right? Because ain't nothing but females. Females just want to be around one another dancing, right? I can make a bunch of bread. I can see where the theory was, right? But you got to look at statistics of when who buy drinks. When people go out, not saying females don't buy drinks. I'm not saying that. Not saying that. But y'all barely buy anything. You know what I mean? Barely. Being honest. And a dude gonna buy drinks because he can't be standing around with no drinks in his hand because now he think a chick gonna think he broke. It's common sense. Let's not go out. And sometimes I'm already wasted. But I was like, I can't just stand here. You know what I mean? Let me put something in my hand. You got to.
Honestly, I think that it was a stupid business decision for that person that opened that business. Right? I understand they brought, like, it was probably a woman and they probably had, what if it was a man that opened that business and he just wanted all the women in there so he could have them to himself?
That's what I was saying first. I'm sure it was a dude, man. Like I'm saying, he probably got shut down. That's what I was saying. He probably got shut down a couple of times by these females. Like, man, I guess they are trying to go out by themselves just for themselves. I don't know. But go ahead and finish.
No, so what I was getting at was, and the reason I say it's a bad business decision is because one thing I learned about going out to bars and clubs is you make your money off of young men trying to show off, right? The whole reason you have a bar or a club is for people to show up, except, and I'm not counting lesbian and gay clubs. I don't really know the dynamic there. I'm ignorant to it. I don't know. I've never been. But in a regular
You ain't been
venue, go ahead.
I'm fuck with you, man. So you ain't never been to a gay club?
Ain't never been to, actually, I have. And it's just, Honestly, if they kind of so if they and I was with my wife when I went, but yeah, there's a lot of lights and a lot of music and everybody's dancing, so it's a little different in there. And I think maybe that's the vibe that they thought they were gonna get from having a regular straight women's club, because it's not a lesbian club, it's just a straight women club. But it's like, who's gonna buy you the drinks? Who's gonna be the ones that's gonna be like looking at you and giving you those feelings of validation that you feel like you need? Like, I don't think they thought that part out. And like I said, you make a lot of the money in clubs from people trying to show off. So a dude is pretty much in the club trying to be the best version of himself that you want to take home with you so that he can go ahead and get in your pants for that night. That is prime time what the club is about. Why do you think they allowed the pretty woman in the club first for free? Right? Because it looks better and it makes men want to spend more money when they see the pretty woman in the club. They buy more drinks. They want to buy more sections. They want to throw money in the club. They want to flash money and they spend more. Right? So it's a bad business decision. I don't know who instructed you. I don't know who gave you the business loan to open up an all-woman's club, but that was a terrible idea. And you got to get the fuck out of
That's
here.
why I'm spinning it back to the show that we did last week, right? Where we talking about teacher bae thing. Dudes act different when it's somebody they're attracted to. Now think about it this way, right? The kids might pay attention more. It's a badass motherfucking teacher. I'm trying to tell y'all, man. Dr. Umar, get with me, though. I got the plan. I got it. Get with me. Because you're over there stealing money. That school still ain't open.
I'm gonna be honest, the reason why I would never see it that way is because
Trying to tell you, man.
you shouldn't be sexualizing
Trying to
like
tell you.
the kids. You shouldn't be like looked at as a sex object to the kids. I mean, what you do outside of the school is fine. I would never agree about the teacher bait thing, but go off.
Hey, listen. Dave Chappelle did a skit, right? About a superhero, right? But he didn't get no strength until he fondled a chick, right? But then he saved lives. Think about it, man. Listen, these kids might just be sexualizing as female, but they're well educated. Think about it, man. Put it together. Listen,
And
I'm
then
telling you.
all that does is bring back the culture that the women have claimed that they wanted to get rid of for the longest time. Where you got the
Nah,
rich people, the
it's
rich
like a strip club. It's like a strip club for kids. That they don't get all the way naked.
can't do
Yeah,
that because then it's gonna go back to grabbing by the P days.
nah. Listen, I would rather have a way more educated population, right? That fantasized about their teacher. What the fuck? Like, I did that anyways.
Bro, but you're a man though, bro. Like you can't.
Talking about when I was a kid.
I get it, but I'm saying like think about it from a woman or a young like woman's perspective. They want to have teachers and stuff that they can look up to. And if the only reason why all the little boys want you and stuff like that is because you're a sex object in front of the kids, that's not a good female, that's not a good feminine role model. As people that have daughters, bro, I don't want my daughter to go to like to go to school and try to teach people by showing ass.
These just don't, man. We're just gonna keep perpetuating the same bullshit ass dried, outdated fucking school system, right? And we're trying to hope for the best. Like, hopefully this year the teachers get it right, right? Get the fuck out of here. It's the same cycle. It's just gonna continue.
Mama was worried about you.
Change is necessary.
The only thing that's going to change these kids is if these parents get their lazy asses up and they start working with their fucking kids. That is the only thing that's going to fix these kids. You having one sexy teacher from when you were growing, like from when you were growing up, is not going to save that kid and his education. It's going to make him pay attention to that one class, possibly. But yeah, they still got the rest of the education that they got to worry about.
You remind me of a conservative, man. Just keep the old way, even if it's not working. Like, get that shit the fuck out of here.
The
Let's
mother,
make a
tell
change.
you, motherfuckers gotta take responsibility for their kids. They gotta teach their kids.
You take a chance. If it don't work, you go back to what you had, right? But if you never take the chance, you never know if the shit would have worked. You always can go back to what you had. I don't know. Maybe it's just a me thing. I'm fucking retarded.
Yeah, y'all
But
get in the comments. Y'all tell me, matter of fact, I'm gonna clip this piece up. Y'all go ahead, y'all get in the comments. Y'all tell me if y'all think Mac is valid. All right, but while we talking about creepy motherfuckers, all right? Let me go ahead, let me pull this up.
Apologize for asking me, don't lie. Apologize for asking me. No. Why did you ask me was my coochie
I
wet?
apologize to you.
Shit. Yeah, I was trying to hear what the fuck he had to say. That man, bold boy, is welcome to a strange life. Yo, is that what? Oh shit. That's that motherfucker that had that sexy ass teacher, huh?
Hey, I ain't gonna hold you. We gotta back him all the way the fuck up. This is the reason why I say, is he valid or did he need to get the fuck out of here? And I'm gonna start. He need to get all the way the fuck out of here. They need to lock his ass up. Right, and I get that shit used to work back in the day. You could tell because he just got like he got the haircut with the hard part in the middle. He got the earrings on. That used to be game back in the day. Right now, in this climate that we live in, you about to catch a charge, my boy.
I think you valid. Hey,
Thanks.
I think you valid. You know what you want, man. But what you need to say is, listen, get your creepy ass away from you. And now if he continued, then his ass needs to be charged. But then if he just moved on about his business, he could.
Yeah.
Because I'm quite sure they had a conversation before he asked that too. And he just go straight up to like, yo, that thing wet. They probably was having a conversation, probably like, you a sexy old man, and he is like, "Yo, that well, I'm just assuming. I'm just assuming. I don't know."
Right, so I don't know what happened before that clip, but before she picked up the camera to start recording. But we talk on this show all the time about how scary it is to be a young woman. I got daughters, dog. I can't like old dudes like that running around talking to my daughter like that. Like, nah, you out of pocket, bro. You're going to jail. Nah, he's not going to jail, but he got to get all the way the fuck out of here.
I mean, see, I raised your kid right, man. Like, listen, somebody say that to you, just with the most neutral fucking way possible, be like, I'm not interested, and walk to a crowd of people, right? Don't fucking make it worse than it has to be, right? We know some of these dudes' egos are super fragile, right? So you might say the wrong thing, and he's gonna flip. As neutral as possible, be like, I'm not interested, and just start walking to a populated area of the store, right? Or some kind of populated area. Get the fuck away from it. There's no need for you to pull a camera out and start doing that, because all you're gonna do is excite the situation. So get your ass out of here. God
I
damn, why
mean,
do everybody want to fuck?
I do agree. Pulling out the camera, you just added an extra piece that didn't necessarily have to be added. However, women should be able to walk around without you asking them as they would.
I mean, how are you ever gonna get some?
God damn, you're killing me. It's like got you.
Shit. I get it. I know. I get it, man. It's different ways. I got it, right? You don't have to be straightforward like that. All right, but hey, man, that's probably all he just wanted, right? And he went straight to the point, right? Made it as concise as possible, man. Yo, that thing wet, because that's what I'm trying to do.
I know so. Honestly, though, the reason why he's doing it is because it might have worked at one point. He probably tried on 30 different women, and it probably worked on one. But the majority, like I said, But that's a quick way of getting posted somewhere and getting the cops called on you.
I'm telling you, man, they had a conversation before that. They had a conversation. You probably said, hey, you old man, you well put together. And just like you're saying, you got that old drip on you. He's like, hey, man, that ain't wet or what? Hey, I'll fuss with it. You valid to me.
Right. I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna play this next one.
My husband's about to be home. He doesn't know that I cut my hair today. So please pray for me because I have a feeling he's gonna hate it. And it's fine, it's not about him. But I'm gonna try to film his reaction. I am legitimately a little terrified. But that's okay. My husband's.
All right. So my question for you is, well, it's gonna delve into a deeper conversation, but is she valid for going in it, like for going and cutting her hair and trying to surprise her husband with it? Is she valid or does she need to get the fuck out of here?
You need to get the fuck out of here. All the way out of here. This and just like you're just saying, like, at least let me know, right? I mean, and you're gonna be like, well, you guys are so shallow, you just hair doesn't mean anything and blah blah blah. Hey, listen, this is what I'm attracted to. Most males are visual creatures and we want certain things, right? I don't want a dude looking like a dude, I don't want a girl looking like a dude, I like a dude. And then another thing she needs to get the fuck up out of here is stuff on my, it's not about my husband, but I'm gonna record this just to try to get us. It's about him, motherfucker. The whole thing you just stated was about him. Like, what are we fucking talking about? I don't know, that's crazy.
What I don't like is the reason why she's doing that and she's getting ready to record the reaction is because she knows for a fact he won't approve of it. So what she's doing, and there's a theory going on, they're saying that women run the internet. And I do think in a way that it's true because she's trying to victim, like she's trying to pretty much make herself a victim and make her husband look like a bad guy by recording the reaction. I'm gonna be honest. That's an ugly ass haircut. It's one thing if you just cut your hair. It's one thing if you just cut your hair, but you got the ugliest fucking haircut I've ever seen. Like, you running around. I don't know who you look like, but yeah, no. You gotta get the fuck out of here.
And there was no professional fucking in the fucking salon at that day. Not one, because that shit look like it's fucking uneven. Shit look fucked up. Fucked up cut.
Nah, if my wife walked in with a haircut, I wouldn't. I would act like I wouldn't feel a way, but I'd definitely be pissed off about it. And then eventually, I know for a fact it'll come out. I know eventually, the way my head is set up, I'm gonna say something about that haircut.
I wanted to see the reaction, man. I want to see the reaction.
Yeah, she didn't post a reaction because I think her husband was like, nah, don't post a reaction. But one of the comments says, you did this subconsciously to get away from him. I know this because I did the same. And she liked that comment. So, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you got to get the fuck
I
out of
mean,
here. Go ahead.
and she's all about, the crazy thing, I was reading a book about body language, right? And hair is a major one, right? Like, especially like if it's colored, you're seeking attention. You're an attention seeker. Obviously, it's clear and obvious because she's on fucking online with that ugly ass fucking haircut and that shit looking, that, I don't even, what is it, burgundy?
Yeah, that shit is like
Fucking.
burgundy.
Get
It's
her
like
wrap
brown
her.
burgundy color,
I
yeah.
heard all.
Right, I got one more I'm gonna play, and then we can get ready to get out of here. This one I ain't showed to you yet, but it don't really take much brain thought behind it.
Oh, I'm glad I got this shit on
Why
camera.
y'all say something to me? You recording me?
Wait. Hey, so dude crashing out, running down on that lady. Is she valid? Or, well, not. Fuck that. Have you ever been chased, like walked down by a crackhead like that, or by a crazy person?
To be honest with you, man, nah, that shit ain't never happened to me. I don't know. That's scary for her, though, man. Like, my man spazzing out, too. You recorded me? Well, I don't know, man. I mean,
I mean, we just
so.
we so ever since WorldStar, I've learned to keep my phone out of certain situations, right? That's just my survival instinct. I know not to point my phone at the dude that's spazzing out right over there. I can have a conversation with my wife and with my boys later on about homeboy spazzing out, but I'm not sitting there recording.
It depends for me. Like, if he's like, if I know he's like not paying me no attention, I mean, I might record it. You see what I'm saying? But I mean, you also fucking determine if this dude do see me and he say something, can I whoop his ass? Do I feel like I can whoop his ass? Right? So, I think that's just the way it is. You know what I mean?
I feel pretty
I'm
confident
recording.
I could probably whoop that dude, but in the same breath, I don't even want to take the risk. What if he bites you?
Oh shit. Hey
Want
man,
to
so
do
I don't think about shit like that when I'm in the middle of fucking a confrontation like that. Like, it's all about, listen, you gotta get this business knocked out. I gotta get this business worked. I don't care what's happening. I don't know. I guess everybody have a different mindset, man.
Not like if it's in the midst of a fight, I don't think about that either. But on the outside looking in, he looked like he'll bite your nose off. I'm not fucking with him.
Crazy thing you say that, man. It's what I was gonna get at with the young boy with and the jail the scare straight thing that you was doing. I'm just saying, like, survivability or survival instincts, right? It depends on your race, man. It's crazy, right? So, like, think about this. You got these white dudes that would do these extreme sports. Motherfuckers doing triple backflips on a dirt bike, fucking diving with great white sharks. You ain't never gonna catch a black motherfucker that's gonna do that, right? But you'll catch a black dude in the middle of the hood in a shootout or something, right? And he's recording somebody shooting at somebody, knowing that this motherfucker, if he sees you, he's probably gonna shoot your ass, right? Because you're recording it. And they'll do shit like that. It's just like the scary straight shit. Like, to see the white dude, he's like, I'm gonna call your motherfucking hair on your chest because I can get out of this. Black dude like, shit, I'ma stand on business, right? I ain't fucking combing your shit, right? I don't know. That just hit me for some reason, man, talking about survival. Like, we have different survival instincts, man.
Was
Like,
also
I ain't diving. I love the ocean. I ain't fucking diving with no great white shark, bro. I don't give a shit.
it's also a pride thing too. It's just I think that our pride and our egos a lot of times will end up getting you hurt in a lot of situations. Unfortunately, we have a lot of pride and a lot of ego when it comes to, letting another man punk you and things in that situation. Like with the young man that had the comb, the one young man, he just started combing the chest hair immediately. But the other boy he said, I'm not doing that. He said it real
But that's
respectfully too. He said, yeah, no, thank you. I'm not doing that.
hey, I mean, that's cultural though. That's cultural. You know what I mean? Because it's been since a kid, like childhood. Back in the hood, I mean, I don't know how it is in Detroit to that extent, man. But like where I'm from, like somebody punk you, man, you're gonna hear that shit all day. You know what I mean? You're not just gonna walk that shit off where they're like, oh, fucking Tommy said to suck his d and you didn't do anything, right? Shit, crazy. That's what I'm saying. I don't know, man. It's cultural.
All right. So we are now out of the valid or fuck out of here segment, but I got one more video, and yeah, then we can go ahead and get out of here. So that young man just beat up that old man. All right. So I've been watching videos of the NBA YoungBoy concerts. And, you know, there's been a lot of videos of them going, running around, hopping in whatever seats, that seats that ain't theirs, bum rushing the area. They're not bum rushing the stage or anything, but they bum rushing the crowd and they taking people's seats and, you know, doing all this crazy stuff. And that guy was one of the ushers. He was pretty much just telling the young man, hey, these people are supposed to be sitting here just doing his job. The young man picked him up, threw him on the ground, started punching him. And yeah, it reminded me of that Rajah Jackson clip of Rampage Jackson's son when he got into that fight with that wrestler in the middle of that wrestling match. It's just, I think in a lot of ways, and it goes into the last thing that we were just talking about, that pride and that ego. It's just that pride and that ego speaks to us a lot louder than what it probably should be, right? And in those situations where, you know, cameras everywhere, you just committed assault on this man. If he chooses to press charges, I won't feel bad for you. I'm gonna be honest. The same thing in that Rampage or that Roger Jackson situation where he beat up that man and he's locked up right now with a $50,000 fine. Or, excuse me, not a fine, but a bond to get out of prison. And he's still got to fight those charges. So, I mean, we got to think before we act. I mean, plain and simple.
But then Rampage had a clip saying that he had bail money for his kids because he knows shit like that's gonna happen in this motherfucker in jail.
Yeah, he did.
That goes to show you, man. Like I said, I know you probably you wasn't keeping up with that little clip of the Charlamagne and fucking Dame Dash. Niggas be broke out here, be talking crazy like they got money. They niggas broke. You gonna let let your kids sit in the prison for $50,000 after you've been made make. After you made millions of dollars in your life, that shit, wow. But nah, dude. I mean, even if the dude press charges, what you gonna get out of this being at this motherfucker whipped your ass, other than the motherfucker staying in jail? Because that kid ain't got no fucking money, so he can't sue his ass. But he should go to jail. I think his ass should be fucking in the bottom of the jail. And when you're that old man, like, listen, at some point you need to give up certain jobs. Like, that's not a job for a fucking old man. Like, being a security is not a job for an old man at all. Right? You're gonna get your ass beat or killed. It's a young man, that's another young man fucking occupation. Leave that shit alone.
Well, it don't matter. It could have been a young or an old man. I mean, he could have still been beat up. The big thing is, you doing something wrong and you're mad because somebody is checking you on it. And I think that's a big problem that we have in this generation is you try
It
to
is.
tell
It's
somebody, oh, go ahead.
No, that's a major problem. That's a major problem. Motherfuckers will be wrong. You tell them that they're wrong, and they flip the hell out. Like I don't get that. That doesn't make any sense to me. That means these kids had no home training, right? I'm inferring here again, right? I don't fucking know anything, but yeah, no home training. Their parents never gave them any boundaries, right? Where you're wrong as fuck, but you're just gonna keep acting like you're right. I mean, I don't even fucking know, man. I'm lost. I don't know. I don't get it.
I mean, yeah, that's my big thing is just we don't live in an age where people are respecting elders and they're respecting boundaries no more. It's just people doing whatever they want to do. People don't like to be called out. People don't like any of that stuff. And unfortunately, it is leading to a society of people that think that they're right and it don't really matter what the consequences are. But I say that to say, what you got to say to people?
Hey, man, shit, damn, man, it's done already, man. But, no, I'm kidding. No, man, but I mean, I don't know, man, just love, man. Hey, fuck with, I really don't have much, man, other than fuck with this, man. I think we got a little groove, man. I don't know. That's all I got.
All right, man. So first and foremost, I want to thank you for showing up. I want to thank my wife. I want to thank my kids for being quiet in the background. I want to thank Pat for watching it on the playback. I want to thank everybody who has listened up to this point. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate it. And we just ask that you be patient. You continue to watch and, you know, we'll keep pushing out the best content that we can push out. Lastly, I want to leave you with, all right, so parents, right? I was reading the Bible and doing a Bible study the other day, and it was saying something along the lines of, and I can't quote it right now because I don't have the scripture pulled up, but you don't want to, well, I'm going to paraphrase it completely. Don't make your kids mad just because you can make them mad, right? Your kids are people just like you're a person. So you need to make sure that you treat them with respect, train them up the right way so that they can eventually go on and be decent people. And you don't see them out on these videos beating up on old people. All right. This has been another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. We out. Peace.